I'm April Cummings with your latest headlines. We begin with the latest on Tropical Storm Rafael. The latest report from the National Hurricane Center says Rafael is getting better organized as the center passes south of western Jamaica. As of 10 a.m., Rafael was located at 17.8 degrees north, 78.6 degrees west, about 65 miles southwest of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and about 200 miles east-southeast of Grand Cayman. Maximum sustained winds, 60 miles per hour, the present movement northwest at 13 miles per hour, with a minimum central pressure of 29.36 inches. A hurricane warning remains in effect for the Cayman Islands. And the storm is expected to move near western Jamaica through early this afternoon and be near or over the Cayman Islands this evening and tonight. Deputy Governor and head of the civil service, the Honorable Franz Manderson, tells Radio Cayman listeners things are running as smoothly as they can under the circumstances.
It appears that Grand Cayman, at the moment, is going to be spared the brunt of the storm, but our sister islands, especially Little Cayman, could receive severe weather conditions up to Category 1 hurricane force winds.
On Radio Cayman's Business Buzz this morning, the DG provides an overview of what's being done in advance of the storm.
We have open shelters in both islands. We have deployed a regiment over to Cayman Brac and Little Cayman, and we're actually sending some additional officers, our regiment officers, there this morning. We had some Cubans arrive this morning. We're transporting them back to Cayman as well so that the team over there can focus on the people of the sister islands to make sure that they are safe. Some persons are already taking up the opportunity to go into shelters. And we have spoken to all of the tourists who are in Little Cayman, given them the option to leave. They have all chosen to stay. So we believe that we are doing everything possible to make sure that we are safe, our people are safe, and that we will get through this storm without any loss of life.
The deputy governor says he is extremely proud of the work being done by the civil service, private sector, and the public. While it is still sunny skies for much of Grand Cayman at this hour, that is not the case everywhere. Let's check in now with Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
April, we've gotten our first burst of weather out here in Lower Valley. I'm inside my house in my recording booth doing some work for RC, and all of a sudden I heard this big continuous pounding noise, and I was like, is that wind? Is that rain? What is it? So I popped my head outside, and sure enough, the skies had opened up, big fat raindrops hitting all over the place, and it was pretty surprising because it's been a beautiful day so far, and while the sun is totally shining and it looks gorgeous out, it is certainly still raining. So I guess we've started to see some action. Just a reminder that things will be picking up and the best place to be, if you can, is at home. Reporting for Radio Cayman from Lower Valley, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's your latest at this hour. We'll be back at 11. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's newsroom.